Okay. Welcome and introduction to you, Peter.
Thanks.
For the new board member. Do you want to tell us anything about you?
I've been riding bikes and hiking since I was probably two.
Oh, well,
and so
Jeff's not here.
So you're qualified.
I mean, oh, Kyle.
Hiking and biking. Stole my first mountain bike from my brother to go mountain biking on a now illegal trail in Texas when I was 12. And then, so I'm the head coach of the Woods Cross mountain bike team. We have about 90 riders this year. I'm an IT manager for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I have four kids. My oldest is at the U.S. Air Force Academy. My others are Woods Cross and Legacy Prep. So, anyway, any questions?
You're in the new area that just was.
Yeah, and I'm in the
annexed
annex.
In.
Yeah.
So welcome.
So I still have my Bountiful address.
Okay. For now.
For now.
What's gonna happen?
If it were up to some of my neighbors, they'd still keep it, and I'm like,
yeah,
that
but
makes
do these
no
guys
sense.
Let you come bring your loads of trash to the spring?
Do you know what? I didn't even try.
We absolutely did.
Without your.
I was gonna just test it out just to see.
I think they have a list of other people.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
We just let everybody in.
Do you mostly work at home or at the ROG?
So I mostly work at the home. I rarely go down to the Riverton building, but today I was at most Tuesdays I'm at the church office building. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I have two. I have offices at the Riverton building and
the
Cobb. I'm one of those weird employees that I'm everywhere.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't work downtown because I'd be too distracted by what's going on outside and watching the construction.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
It's pretty cool.
From my floor, you see what's going on. They're starting to build up.
Yeah. So I saw they landscaped.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
So there was a question on the approval of the minutes from April 25th about the striping for Tunnel Springs. But my question was, I was wondering if it was Tunnel Springs or if it was you had the question if it was Tunnel Springs or Hatch.
It's Hatch.
Okay, because
I the pickleball striping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Hatch?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the motion to approve the minutes of from April 25th, 2023. Then.
Oh. Was you're
that?
Asking for a second.
Yeah,
right?
I am. As
lock yourself out.
There you go. Go ahead.
Seconded.
Okay. All in favor.
Aye.
Very good. So far, so good. Public Works. Oh, you missed it.
Well, John, with this, we just kind of wanted to update a couple little things.
Yeah, so Palmquist Park.
Chime in, too.
This is right off here, off Center Street and Valley View Drive, so if you just drive straight up from City Hall. And as you look down on the park, we have, there's two pavilions down on top of a water tank that we have. We got a better shot right here. You can see through the dead-looking tree. It's just a Google Earth picture. Anyways, these two pavilions, they're old and falling apart, and we don't think it's the best idea to have them on top of our water tanks, so we're going to be taking those down at some point this year and doing some re-landscaping on top of the tank, looking at something that's not grass. We don't really have a plan for it yet, but that's kind of where we're headed with this area, so I just wanted to give an update about that to this committee.
Is there an issue with... Or let me put it this way. What are the issues associated with trees in that location?
With the trees?
It's not trees as much as the grass and the pavilion.
Oh, it's just the grass.
And it's really just it's a security issue. You don't want the fact that anybody could go on top of a water tank is flat out crazy.
Those pipes, just so you guys that don't know, those are vent pipes.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put kids, I mean, a kid could
throw stuff.
Throw something, there's screens to protect it, but he could shoot, anyone could shoot any water or whatever down into the actual tank that
I got
you drink
that's
out
kind
of.
Scary. Well, it would have been scary 10 years ago, but it's kind of scary now.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, it was a good idea, but it's not a good idea.
There's three pavilions.
I don't know how long they've been there.
Way before my time. I mean, I would say at least 20-something years.
I like your thought about no grass. What thoughts do you have of what to put there?
I don't know. We don't really have a plan as far as yet. I mean, we have the tank with gravel on it over by the fire station. Looks like
pickleball.
No, just kidding.
If you look at it from the air, it's the way that they did the rock looks like bacon. So we thought maybe do it like a fried egg.
Gate it.
Like what?
Like a fried egg.
Yeah.
No, just
you guys know
what you were talking about, the bacon tank?
I'd have to show you.
It looks just like bacon.
Oh, that's,
so this was
make
so
the egg. Make the fence look like they're part of the playground so that.
Will it still be?
We're gonna fence it.
Yeah, no, I know that. Will it still be accessible though? It still be a park?
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
No.
Basically, all American Water Works, everything you're not supposed, our government doesn't want.
The reason why I ask that is because I work at Spanky's on Fridays, and there was a guy that lives like right there, and he was asking me about that park. Because his one kid thinks it's his park, and he's like, when are they going to fix that park? And so I wonder if the neighbors know that, because I think there's a few of them that are really waiting for that to be redone, and they'll be sad.
Yeah, well, there's still the playground to the east.
So there still will be something
to... Yeah, there's
to,
still a playground there.
Okay.
This isn't really...
This
yeah, I know where this is, but...
This really isn't an option.
Okay, well, I figure that. I get the safety part, but there still is going to be something that they can
yeah, they're only they're only going to make sure that it's basically a little bit to the right of that screen,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be, you can see the playground.
Yeah. Do you know what to be, it's so funny, I don't even,
yeah,
I can't even remember there's pavilions there.
Shape there.
There's three of them. There's
okay.
three small ones.
Okay.
Couldn't you, like, use the land for some kind of city storage, like fence it off as a... storage for something that you guys need to have stored somewhere?
Yeah, it's the water tank, so.
Right.
I mean, so
I
can put anything on top of it.
No,
he
right.
loves
so
that. His kids love that part.
You're not really supposed to put much weight on top of those either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's not what he was talking about, but the kid facility stuff will
still,
still
be there.
Yeah,
okay.
All
good.
That's still there.
Okay, he just asked me about that just
yeah.
last week.
I know we looked at, years ago, this committee looked at that. Redoing the Palmquist Park, and it was very expensive just for the
earthwork.
It was
earthwork. Like $300,000 just to do the earthwork, nothing else.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we'll probably end up just doing just playgrounds or something in the future. I don't know. We'll look at it.
I think it's a great area to put the more water storage. Probably wouldn't make everyone happy, but
water.
Okay.
That's like
reservoir
where everything
that?
Comes.
Why not?
Did they worry about security for the above ground water? Is that
across the way right next to it?
That's
all fenced off. Too.
That's secondary water. That's why.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Though. And that's not ours. That's
this is different water.
Davis.
Is that?
Yep.
South Davis.
Water.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
I just keep going with this. So the playgrounds that we have that are getting replaced, they're starting construction tomorrow.
They'll fence them all. And
wow,
then,
that's big news.
Yeah, they'll fence all those tomorrow is what
all
what he's
three
saying.
Of them,
yep.
They're just going
yeah.
to fence them all at the same time.
Yeah, the deal was he was
going
to...
something out on that.
Yeah, and that's why we sent you the email. But they were going to do like one at a time, and like they'd all be like torn up. And I just told them if we can just start on all of them and do all of them at the same time, I would rather do that. So they'll get done relatively quick than having him jump from one job to another city to back and forth. That way just speed up the process of them all getting done.
That's going to be great.
Do we know like how long, what's our estimated?
He didn't give me that. I can check more and I'll know more about it, you know, more of that after he starts. But I know all the playground equipment's here. I don't foresee it taking a really long time.
Yeah, because everything's done. So
yeah.
Is it like for like, or is there?
Say what?
Is it like for like in terms of the?
Oh, you're saying is that similar?
Same design.
They're all different.
All different.
Yeah.
This committee went through the process, picked out new ones, picked
colors,
out
colors. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, they're totally different. Those are like way old school.
They're much cooler.
All the new stuff. The
you're gonna be glad.
The slides, the plastics don't fade. They're really nice.
Yeah, then they'll have the synthetic softball turf underneath
yes.
all of them.
That's nice because
so then
on the wood chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We should do, have them take pictures and put them up so that we can like do like
before
progressive. Yeah, because I think that's cool.
We redid that turf.
Which one do you live by, Dallas?
Caleb.
Okay, yeah. I knew you were by one of those.
Yeah, and
it's a the lock over.
Also, okay. the zip line, synthetic turf at Deer Hollow, that just got done. So I know we talked about that.
Oh, really?
So
does
that's
the
all done.
Does still work?
Say what?
Does the zip line still work?
It does.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I saw somebody on it Sunday.
I've seen a lot of people take pictures up there.
Yeah.
That's really
good. The tennis court striping for Tunnel Springs, the resurfacing, that's scheduled mid-June. Mm-hmm. So that's going to upgrade that area.
That will be big news, too.
And this was the color scheme that the committee chose here,
mm-hmm.
the blue court, the green.
Yeah, that'll
nice.
Be nice.
If you want to talk a little bit about the trails, Dave.
Designs are mostly done. I think it goes out to bid in like a couple of weeks. So I don't have a lot of details on it still yet, but the engineering work's done. It's just going to go out to bid pretty soon. So hopefully, the goal, especially for this one, was hopefully to get it in before school starts, but we'll see.
That's a narrow window,
yeah,
too, since school starts earlier this year.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Don't tell your kids that.
Well, I think they know.
They get out of here. So.
Yeah, and then here's the trail for the.
Guy's probably wrong.
Legacy Park.
This guy runs a Mexican restaurant in the middle of the field?
Yep.
So where's. I noticed the other day on the Google map there was a different elementary school listed like in the middle of the subdivision. So like
that's
candy.
A hilarious name. Right to Korea, but
yeah.
It's like also just floating in random
yeah.
spots.
There you go.
Maybe he was there one day.
Yeah. He's a marketing genius, is what's going on.
Probably nobody ever finds him. Sorry.
I was actually going to pull these, but.
You want to just skip past them?
Yeah.
That's the dog part. Right?
Yeah, we've already talked about this. We're waiting to hear back. Well,
can you see where that is?
Oh yeah, I know where this is.
Is it still Woods Cross? We're kind of waiting.
Meeting. This isn't. I just it was some of the activities. I just threw these up because I'm meeting with Elisa on Thursday to go over these. I think the Juneteenth is like on the 12th. They moved it.
No. Oh yes, that one's the 12th, and then the other one
is
the 26th.
Monday after that, so.
Jeff is.
He's
yeah.
coming. He just texted me and said he was stuck in traffic.
Elisa asked him to be over the Pride.
Yeah, I know she's was
yes.
working with Hannah, so I kind of played. He probably knows more than I do. I'm meeting with her on Thursday, so that's probably all there really is to report there.
And. You know what, if we have any assignments for that, he's going to have to tell us because we will meet after that.
When are you meeting?
Well,
the next one will
the
be.
The next one will be after June. It'll be the end of June, right?
June 25th, something like that.
Speaking of Jeff.
Yeah, speaking
I
of
thought
Jeff.
During this time of year,
all right, turn on
twice
your,
a month.
Whatever you
oh, need. Really? We've never done that.
June 20th.
Have we done that before?
I just there, when there were all these events and because we got stuff Liberty Fest and all these things going on.
We haven't ever done that in the past,
okay.
But we can, I guess.
I may be going way back before you.
You are going. It's been before since me. I haven't been that. I haven't done that. do you have anything to about any assignments for Juneteenth or Pride that we need yet or that you'll know?
I don't think so. I think the plan is just to have food trucks that are kind of event appropriate. So for Juneteenth, we have African-American food trucks. And then I think we have Juneteenth flags that Alyssa said we still have. So we'll just get the flags and put flags out. So we'll have mostly food trucks and flags. And then I think for Juneteenth, we'll have
listen to that rain.
We'll have we might have some speakers, but I've not been privy to the planning for that. then I think with Pride, we've got a DJ who's going to do music, so we'll have music and flags and food trucks. And I guess they've been getting calls about food trucks that want to participate. So.
Oh, that's good.
Are they working through Elliot though?
I'm not sure. And
who's Elliot?
Elliot is the food truck league. He's the one of the principals with that, and we contract with the food truck league basically with these events. So with July 3rd and some of those, unless they are part of the food truck league, we don't have them come. But I'm meeting with David and Elisa too. That's probably something that we just want to run by. We just need to make sure that's all okay.
Well, and these are on Monday, so they're with the Monday night food trucks. They're down at
Okay. And the idea is that we have food truck night happening already, so we'll just put flags out and have food trucks. So, and then we'll have the other two events planned are for Asian Pacific Islander Heritage and Latin Heritage. So.
Oh, okay.
Do you know dates? She talked about dates for those yet? Because I don't have dates for those two.
Yes, I think I don't have exact dates. So I know. I think Asian Pacific Islander Month is actually in June, and I think because we've got two in June, the thought was that we would just recognize that in August, and then for the Latin Heritage Night, we would do sometime in September to kind of space it out a bit. Okay.
And still keeping on the Monday nights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let us know too. Was that all for you, Frank?
Yes.
It is? Okay. All right, Ted.
Okay, thanks, Tammy. I was just thinking about it. I wonder, Peter, would it be helpful for us to just go around and tell you who's here?
I know some of you, but yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we let you introduce yourself and we didn't introduce ourselves. Sorry.
We rolled that way.
Sorry about that.
I can... maybe see who's
no ways for him. I was thinking about
it. No, that was wise. So. I'm sorry.
So, Ted Knowlton, I'm council liaison to the committee.
Hey, Dallas Golden.
On the committee.
On the committee.
I'm Carmen Wilson, Public Works.
Okay.
I'm Camille Thorpe on the committee.
Okay. I'm TJ O'Reilly, I'm the parks superintendent.
Okay.
I'm Jeff Schroeder, I'm on the committee as well.
Tammy Clayton, I've never met you before, but
never
nice
before.
To meet you, Peter.
Yep.
Thanks. I'm Linda. I'm staff also. I do communications.
Okay. Anything else? Kyle.
Yeah, and I know Kyle.
Perfect. John Rooker, Public Works Director.
Okay. Dave Francis, I'm staff too.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Assistant City Manager. Is that right?
Staff.
Staff.
I'll be super brief. Council. I don't know if any of you had a chance to attend the public open house for the new golf course facility. So it is open and
yes.
Available, and it's fantastic.
Beautiful.
It also, that open house featured food from the new caterer, and it is terrific. So just a heads up on that. Council gushed about the Kite Festival. It was a big love fest. For the Kite Festival, and it's just a fantastic event that really represents our city so well. And so, to Tammy and to everybody that did a lot of heavy lifting on that, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so utterly embarrassed that I wasn't there. So, anyway, and I will. I'll just hold Golden Spoke debrief for our. We have an item on the agenda. That is an event planning and recap discussion, so I'll just hold it for that.
Okay.
That is, unless you have questions for me.
How many pictures did you take?
That's it.
Hundreds
and hundreds.
And did you, Dallas?
Yeah, I thought I emailed them, but
no.
I realized now I didn't get any responses. So.
I loved your picture at the open house of the musician.
Yeah,
that was very artistic.
Yeah. It was perfect.
I totally
like,
forgot about
this
that.
Guy's just in perfect lighting. I gotta take it.
It was great.
Nice. Don't look the other way.
Okay, so do we go to the email or go to the website? Where should we see it? I'd love to see it.
Oh, that Instagram. Was on his personal social
media. But I sent that one too.
Did you put it on your social media?
Your
pictures? I want to see them. Will you send them to us? Because I'd like to see the Kite Festival ones.
Did I email to everybody?
I didn't see the Kite Festival ones. No.
I didn't email anything?
No.
Okay. Well, let me email those to you.
Yeah.
I was going every night, like right after work, but I can pull up my Instagram here real fast.
Even without Tammy going on Fox 13, we still have.
Oh, that was such a bummer.
Probably 500 or 600 people. Yeah. So Fox 13 wanted to do a piece on the Kite Festival the week of.
Maybe.
And so we told them that the only day that we were available was Friday, and they said, that's great. She sends information back. We'll see you at 8:15 on Friday. Well, Thursday afternoon, Tammy gets a call and said, sorry, we don't know what happened. Sorry.
Hope you're okay.
Sorry you didn't show up this morning to get me on our piece. And
it's beautiful.
Anyway, so they somehow, even though they confirmed with us that it was Friday, they were expecting us on Thursday. So, we missed it. They missed it.
I missed my 5 minutes of fame.
Oh, well.
It's quite sad. That's
There's always next year. They'll ask again next year.
They will.
But did we need it? And where does that broadcast go? I mean, across the state?
Yeah, only 13. To everybody that watches Fox 13, the state of Utah.
I was kind of thinking.
Nobody.
Well, that was a great idea to line them up, whoever did that. And it's like, shame on them. But
They contacted me.
Oh.
And so did KSL. Channel 5 did as well. So,
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow, could we have handled it? That was the question, because we had a lot of people there.
Our town is supporting it. I mean, our city.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it's grown every year, and that was just such a fun
I was a little concerned about additional publicity, to be honest. I was concerned about how much that park could.
Well, that's what this committee ought to decide, because you're deciding things, is there's additional land up there that really should expand.
Oh, that part. We should talk about that, we'll do that.
Which direction? To the photo studio?
West.
Yeah. West?
Photographers are just not
west?
That creative.
I thought west was...
I'll have to go to the same spot.
There's still a ways before it falls off the cliff.
Okay, all right.
South and west.
How does that get picked up? Does somebody just pick that up, or are we going to talk about that? Sometime?
I put it on my notes.
Okay.
And we can do it another time.
Yeah, it's down the priority, so I'm sure the rest of the staff here present will say, Linda, shut your mouth, because we have some other parks that are priority, like building Hatch Park and the Wetlands Park. So.
Do we have any updates on those? Is it still on kind of?
That's a good question. Ted, do you ever... I was curious about that too.
I am not queued up with any good updates on those, but it's a good question.
I think Hatch's target date would be next year. He's still buying property, still getting designs.
Well, it doesn't have to go on the election too? Does it have to do that? It doesn't have to be on the bond? Oh, I thought it did.
No, funding's in place for that one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then.
I think there's this question that I have about how we as a body are involved in the general plan. And the general plan is, ostensibly this place where we will look at and pencil out what are the needs we have for open space and trails, et cetera. And on some level we should be involved, but I think that what our role is not clear yet. So
are you saying with I know the general plans you should review every 10 years or something, so are you saying at that point it takes us back to like square one, or you just kind of reevaluate everything?
I think
even
it's,
if it's like on the schedule, I guess
the way I would frame it is that we start with our current plan, and then we think about what hasn't gotten accomplished in that plan, if those unaccomplished things are still valid things to do, and then what else needs to be added. So we don't go back to ground zero, we sort of build off of and modify the plan that's in place.
From like that master plan we did before, was that the one that we...
The general plan, we had public open houses, do you guys remember when that was, John, you would have been around?
Like 2013.
2013. Yeah, so it has been 10
years. A long time.
Okay. Yeah, so it was the whole city. The general plan's a big deal. Like every city is required, like by law, to have a general plan, I think. And so it has to be in place, has to be approved by the city council.
Sorry,
Peter, you missed this, but it's in your stated area of, you know, what you care a lot about. But
right.
One of the things, parks, trails, arts, and recreation, right? So we'll talk a lot about events, and then we talk about kind of on a roughly rotating basis about what the needs are,
yep.
PTA are. And we talked about last time, hey, a big focus for us as a city is mountain bike trails, and how do we proceed on that? And the basic idea was, let's funnel that into the general plan. I'm kind of simplifying.
Yeah. No, I think that's what you have to do with trails, especially because they're usually miles long.
Yeah.
So you have to have a plan. So that's great.
Is that it for you?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ted.
Well, I sent the eagle went to somebody because somebody's looked at it.
Oh.
I'll send it again.
The things
the
that
person.
I wanted to ask was, Jeff, do you have an address for the kite person that was, or?
Let me look if I can.
If you can get that to me, because I thought that it would be nice if we sent him a thank you. I think the kite, it wasn't necessarily a demonstration, but having those kites there was awesome. People loved that, and I just wanted to thank everybody that helped with the kite festival, because that was awesome, and mostly that there was wind, because a few days before there was none. So whoever has powers with above, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I did want to suggest, and if everybody just wants to give their opinion, just on when we have things that are on the agenda and in essence of time. For instance, last time we talked about the hikes and things, I was thinking that maybe we could put perhaps a time limit if it goes too long. And then if we go to that point, that we could either table it or move it to the end and have the subcommittee take it from there. Because some are not involved in that, and then it just kind of goes on, and then otherwise, we're not here all night, so maybe I'm just speaking in my mind, but it goes a long night, so, oh, thank you. So anyway, I just feel like if we can move along, it just helps, and if you're mad at me for saying that,
no,
I apologize,
like that.
But.
I like that.
Anyway, maybe a 10-minute limit. I know, thank you, Dallas. Well, I have 10 minutes, I can keep going. Those are the two things I wanted to address tonight, so just appreciate, and I think, honestly, that was the first time we've had our whole committee there at the Kite Festival to help, so that was great. So thank you for that. Okay, so the next one, the 2023 events planning. Jeff, you'll give us anything that we need to do on the, probably nothing other than show up, right? I mean, you'd probably like us there.
Yeah, it'd be great, but I think, like I said, I think the plan was that we would do the food truck nights, just because there's, you know, sort of like if people are already there, that
okay.
We can kind of add a bit of spectacle to a typical Monday night.
So. Oh, there's events. So I was thinking, also, we should probably promote the food trucks on our social media pages, on our personal ones, because I am guilty for not going down there. I think I've only been there a couple times, but we should do that because I don't know how well attended they are. Is anybody going yet?
I've been to.
Are they going for the food trucks or the farmers market?
Are the farmers markets going?
That starts June 5th.
Okay, because I didn't think that was going
yet.
It's just food right now.
Mm-hmm.
And backing on the food, for the Kite Festival, one more thing. Annie's Crepes that was there? She thought that was awesome.
I was going to ask you. I didn't get a chance to talk
called
to
her
after.
I
so
called her after, yeah.
They felt
yeah.
like it was worthwhile, and they were okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't get to her because there was a line, and
yeah.
So I was kind of worried, and she had said she wanted $500, and so that was the thing is we would give her that if that was the case, but she doubled plus.
I'm sure all my dates.
So we don't need to give her 500.
No, 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 no. We would have, if she did not make 500, we would have paid her the difference.
Just kind of recapping that, is it something where we should get two food trucks next year?
Well, we probably could, but the one that we had tried to get kept saying, yes, they could, yes, they could, yes, they could, and it was going to be the donuts.
Yeah.
But then they had double booked themselves, and that was the problem. So we were actually going to have two.
We were going to have two. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't watch that the whole time, so I didn't know if the lines were way long. I heard someone right at the end say, oh, they've run out. So that's what I thought,
We also ran out of kites, so I wonder.
Did we run out of kites, too?
Well, we ran out of kites, but we gave out 400 kites plus, so I think we were fine on the kites,
Really terrific.
Yeah. So I think, and we didn't run out until 20 to 11.
Yeah.
So I think we were okay.
But we can probably overbuy since we're going to continue doing it.
We will. I was kind of nervous about that because I thought they were a little costly, so I...
How much were they? Did they go up? Because they were used to be like $2 a piece or something.
They were $3.50 a piece, I think. It was. They seemed like they were. Well, they were. Yeah, they were.
That's part of what makes that kind of a fun.
Mm-hmm. But I still think giving out 400 was a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was because some families came up and they would take 5. I mean, if you only gave them to the kids, we would have easily had plenty. But for parents and things, it took them.
Well, maybe we should look at that.
I thought that.
For next year, maybe somehow controlling that or and on my posts I usually put wall supplies last, but really maybe we should cap it. Mm-hmm. Come early, there's a limited number of free kites for the kids.
Okay.
And then encourage people to bring their own kites too, which I didn't really
No. Well, and I don't think that anybody that we weren't able to give a kite to, that it was that they had come up for the kite festival. They were just had been at the park and saw what we were doing.
Yeah.
Anybody that came for the kite festival got a kite. Mm-hmm. So, if I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I guess depending how much the kites cost and how much we want to budget for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is 400 a good number?
Mm-hmm.
Or
I was able to put in a code. I just guessed, and I got 10% off, which was really a good guess. I know. I just put kite 10, and it worked.
That's awesome.
Wow. Isn't that great?
I know. You should have tried kite 20.
I thought about it. I did, actually, but that didn't work. But
that's
kite 10
so
did.
Great.
That's awesome.
I know.
So,
I just thought I would try it.
So were there 400 kites plus in the air then?
At all. But, I mean, you can see some of Dallas' pictures
impressive.
Probably.
That
it was really.
Yeah,
and the coolest thing was
it.
Is... They're not very big, but there was quite a few people that brought their own, and having that guy, I don't know what his name is, but they were cool. It was cool.
Mass Ascension.
Winds of Change.
Winds of Change.
Yeah.
Mass Ascension.
But the thing with these kites is that they fly. They just pop up, and the kids are just like, as I took a picture of a couple of girls, they were on the ground, they were just like holding it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So easy.
It's really cool. You'll have to come next time. Oh, but my question is can we just go ahead and plan for that first week in May again? Because I was just going to tell her to go ahead and plan for the date.
I would love to have that be, some of those dates just set from year to year. Because somebody asked us, maybe it was just me, someone said, okay, so next year will this be on the same date?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it varies from year to year, but it's just you kind of get used to.
Let's just do it then.
If it works.
Just call it
first Saturday.
First Saturday in May. Because we did it the second one the year before, and that was Mother's Day Saturday, and that was kind of people had a little bit of trouble with that. So.
One of the things of planning that, we probably ought to just bring up porta potties. If there's that many people,
mm-hmm.
two restrooms aren't enough.
And we only had one.
There weren't even any towels or anything in the restrooms.
Yeah.
It gets that many people.
Well, there wasn't even any dispensers.
Well, quickly, Linda, speaking of the scheduling, this is just so great. And when I've shown it to friends, they're like, they probably pull it offline, but can we do like one mailer occasionally to,
I think we should.
I think we
Here's
should.
What I, Ken and I talk about it periodically because word just isn't still getting out, and I think we talked about maybe we go back to a quarterly, just at least quarterly send one in the mail, because I was going to tell you, since some of the dates have changed,
okay,
that one now is
okay.
Needs to be updated.
That's
again.
The problem with paper, but quarterly.
You could just put a QR code on a postcard.
Yeah.
I mean, or send one with a QR
send
code.
Send one with a QR
lead
code.
Us up to date.
We have a great variety demographic in the city, and we have a big group that would not have a clue what to do with a QR code.
Right.
But could
so
you
we're trying to
so we have paper and QR.
Yeah,
you
could.
I put things
QR
out like for the senior lunch bunch when they
uh-huh.
show up, like I'll hard copies of the newsletter and
yeah.
some things. Because
well, I'm glad to hear that.
Because they like hard copies still, they do.
But can you reformat the page that already goes out so to include a little box in the corner that has the events? Because I don't remember what mine looks like, but a whole page dedicated to the trash can and the recycling can, that's a lot of paper for just two lines of information I need. So.
I think are
I'm
you
not
talking
sure
about
following
having
the, on the on the bill the
oh I didn't
bill?
Bring the bill but
oh.
it wouldn't be the bill, it would be a
no
an insert.
It's this that has all of
right, but I mean like
that,
put it on the bill.
Awesome.
put the
nice.
Calendar on the bill.
Oh, for upcoming events.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
I usually try
nice.
To
oh I guess I never noticed it.
You know, just kind of things that are important coming up. But yeah, we're really limited on those, on how much space is on the bill. But and again, most people are on direct pay, so they don't even open their bills. So
I do to look at it.
We have that too.
To
yeah.
see what
yeah, but that's fine.
I had a gal this
Six.
Week say, boy, I would have liked to have known about the spring cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
This was on social media, and I said, I'm sorry you missed it. And then I just let her know. I said, you know, I sent out, there were two different text notifications. It was in the last two newsletters. It was on
the digital
social
newsletter.
Media.
I saw it on social media.
For the last month.
Yeah.
And
so
the banners.
So really, they're, you know, they're, oh, and it's on our signs. And it's on our,
mm-hmm.
those big boards. And it's on three digital signs throughout the city. I'm not sure what else I can do to help get the word out. So
It's not
yeah.
your fault. It's
yeah,
nice.
Anyway.
People can't manage.
If you guys have other ideas, let me know. But
did that person have an idea?
No, I was hoping she would say something like, oh.
Like,
well,
can you put it back in the bill?
Why don't you yet?
So every once in a while, just have an airplane with a banner behind it.
Anyway.
Have the refineries after they run their sirens to, this is what's coming up.
Do you
attention
have,
citizens.
Do you have that on a, that you can just send that to everybody or to?
That's not accurate, I don't think.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
I just was throwing that together today real quick. That is a slide, we can send it.
Well, we've got those dates.
Really,
most of them.
We put
well,
together theirs.
Yeah, they're all on.
Okay.
When in question, go look at the sign.
I know, I was going to bring up the sign. Is the sign bigger this year with the dates?
Fewer things.
I put fewer things, and I did
that's good.
Put the numbers larger.
Well, I was going to just tell you how nice they are, because you
thank
can
you.
See this
nice.
The numbers from quite a distance, so thank you.
I've
they're also
that, I've heard that feedback as well.
Well, good.
Yeah,
well,
so I was just going
to,
I put that on my little notes to say something about it. They're great.
Yep.
So,
thank you to Luke for changing the 19th to the
12th. Yeah. Well, the only other thing I was going to say about the events coming up was, is Julie, does she need to meet with us for the Liberty Fest? Do you want to have her?
It would be me. I mean, I guess.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I thought we still had another meeting, so.
Well, we can. I mean, if you want to do that, then we
and
should
we
plan
can,
it now, so we.
The one thing that I would say right now is that we need some volunteers to help with the car show.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, we were short, you know, having people up there just helping direct traffic. When the cars all show up, you know, again, there's over 500 cars. We have information to give them. They have to be registered. You know, they have to sign a waiver. I'm trying to do all that online. I've got, you know, most of the emails, but those are some things that we need to do and get some help with. So,
this is on the first.
This is on the first. So the morning of the first is all the events at Legacy Park, the run, the volleyball, the vendors, and then that night is the car show, Saturday afternoon, evening, and then Monday is the
fireworks.
But yeah, So,
well, do you want to just plan a meeting then? Do you want to do like June 13th or 20th?
No, I don't know that we need a whole meeting. Okay. I guess I'm, if I can just say, if we do it through email,
sure.
Or if I could just, you know, as we get a little bit closer to our planning. I met with Julie today on some things too, but so if I can just ask for volunteers or who's around, then
okay.
We can just know. But
I can do something.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, then anybody have any, TJ, do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
Can I?
Just we're going back to you. I forgot that you were going to say something else. I'm sorry.
Just touch base on the Golden Spoke.
Oh yes.
Golden Spoke not well attended. I think we had 4 or 5 residents. Mm. Now, we are also were a refreshment stop, and there was a lot of people that stopped the refreshment stand in North Salt Lake. So that aspect was really valuable. So my takeaway is that the Golden Spoke event people have to highlight North Salt Lake in order for us to sort of go in and feel like we're really gonna make a go of it. And so, you know, we can encourage that better next year. But I think if they're not willing to list us as a spot that has a ride associated with it on their website, then maybe we just are like, you know what, we'll be happy to help man the refreshment booth and that will be our role. Something like that. That's my thinking right now.
I was thinking you were wanting to do the ride. Was it coming
I
from
did
encouragement
do the ride.
By Wasatch Front? Or, I mean, by the Move Utah, whoever does the Golden Spoke?
I mean, I think that we did get the word out as a city. It might have been at Mother's Day weekend.
I was backtracking to what you were saying, to have them promote it as a sub-event for the day. Do they do that for other sub-events?
The only thing
I saw was the Farmington.
They highlighted basically three things. You start in Ogden, go 25 miles. You could start in Provo, go 75 miles. Or you could just come straight to Farmington and do a 2.5 miles. And so that's the way they promoted it. Now, another model is they could say there's a municipal ride in and name a few municipalities.
That would be great, yeah.
And that would be cool, you know what I mean?
That would help.
So, for what it's worth, I think that if we're trying to get a lot of residents to do a ride, 10 miles up and 10 miles back is a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a rink, just like for Joe Blow. Like me, you know, I mean, Peter, you're probably like, I could do that in my sleep.
I did 15 miles today.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think the concept is we try to get casual riders to do it, and maybe we just need a short kind of ride. So, I mean, the upside for us as a community, as a committee, is there's not a ton of overhead for us to do it because somebody else is kind of doing all the organization. And so maybe we can just work with them earlier to just sort of dovetail the game plan a little bit better. That's my big takeaway.
There is a huge cyclist community in this city.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We have a lot of involved parents that they ride. I mean, and so if you only had 4.
Well, and it maybe the Golden Spoke is not our play. Maybe we find, maybe we do a mountain bike ride.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we could just noodle on that. We've toyed around with this and that. Do we piggyback off of an existing event and have a little side bike ride? And it's just something that I think we're trying things out as a community to see what sticks.
I also wonder if starting it at 12 noon was also, I know that's kind of when it had to be because that's when it fit in the Golden Spoke, but maybe more cyclists are already done with their ride for the day.
Yeah, I mean, starting at noon is sort of not what you do if you're in the valley.
Yeah,
right. It just gets hot and windy.
You walk out to the garage, you're like, yeah, I'm going to stay inside.
But yeah, I mean, it's an event that goes from Provo all the way to Ogden, so it's, you're right, we really don't have a choice being on the upper end.
So. I knew two families that were planning to go, and then they stayed away because of the rain that happened earlier in the day, so
oh, that's
the
a
weather
good point.
Was, I think, also a factor.
And it was windy,
anecdotally,
against the headwind.
Yeah. I will also say, I was there at the tent, and we got a lot of compliments on the maintenance of the Legacy Trail through our area. I guess, I don't know how much we do of that. What I read, it seems like the Legacy Trail is maintained by each municipality along the way. So we were told that ours was the nicest area along the entire path from Provo to Farmington.
Wow.
So that's a moment of local pride for us.
That was a good local pride.
They put a gas line through there and we had to repave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put up trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now the trail from Salt Lake in along the frontage road, that can be swept.
we sweep it once a week, actually.
Right.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow. I was on my mountain bike and it was...
You know, and just relative to that point that you just made, the I-15 EIS just came out with, 10 days ago, they just came out with what is likely to become the foundation for what is in the final EIS.
Mm. Okay.
And it includes a separated, dedicated, physically separated trail on Beck Street on into Salt Lake City. So
that's great.
The concept there is
home today was pretty treacherous.
Is that it would be safe and it would be maintained.
Yeah.
I think that's a relatively good bet. And then that in turn is probably a facility that would be a priority UDOT thing to accomplish through their new funding source. So
the way it's currently constructed, it's basically impossible for us to keep it clean. Like you said,
oh no, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Along with the quarry that's there, there's no way. So there's no way to keep it clean. I'm just surprised it was less than a week or a week ago, even 2 or 3
weeks. Well, the
worst
part is in Salt Lake City, not in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean, that whole, it was part. It was half and half, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
the trail, there's no trail in Salt Lake once you
it ends.
Not really.
Road.
Not really.
It goes right onto the road into a bike lane.
Yeah.
Which is really fun with the potholes.
Yeah, it's like the worst bicycling experience around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you talking about Beck Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you live east, that's the way you would want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other way is just so
circuitous.
It ends up going almost to Redwood Road.
To the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you almost are at Redwood Road and then have to go east, which then coming east on Center Street between Redwood. Now that there's a separated, but it's, I mean, that's improved it, but.
Treacherous.
That's an extra 3 or 4 miles, which again, a casual cyclist to go an extra 3 or 4, it discourages them to have a ride. Or commute down to the city.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking though, when you were talking, if you wanted to do something like a family friendly, how far is Legacy, like where you start from, like in North Salt Lake on the Center Street to Legacy Park, how far is that?
Two miles.
Yeah, because I wonder if we did something at the start there and ended at Legacy Park and did something, just a little North Salt Lake event, that would be fun. People could do that.
Was that North Salt Lake that did it when Legacy opened? Was that North Salt Lake?
But I mean, that's not very far, and that might be something that we could do as a city, and maybe families would be willing to do that.
A short little thing like that. I like that.
Or you start there and then have something that they could end at the park. And even if they couldn't make it back to go get where easily, have a second vehicle. So maybe that's something we could entertain.
I just ran into some longboarders and they love boarding out there too? Like, why not include boarders?
Yeah, I mean, you could include anything on wheels.
Yeah.
There's tons
yeah.
of rollerbladers.
Especially if it was 2 miles.
Yeah, two
yeah.
or four miles.
Miles.
Especially on the Legacy Trail. It's just, I mean, we had 80 riders on it from Center Street all
mm-hmm.
the way to Legacy Park. And we went then on the back roads around.
Oh, okay.
And it swallowed us up pretty good. We only had one angry rider.
Mm-hmm. Was that you?
No, it was coming the other way around.
But I feel like you really like bike stuff, and I feel like that would be something that maybe you would like to do, and, you know.
Yeah, I think that if there was some event that was, that kind of celebrated the city.
Did you do
and
Three
got
Kings?
People out as a family
oh.
on their bike. Could be
mm-hmm.
fun. It would just be a little different.
Yeah. So we should maybe look into that.
Did you ever do Three Kings when?
No, I never did Three
That's
Kings.
That's not definitely wasn't a family friendly one because it was just all the.
But
three,
most people could do that. It's pretty flat. So.
Okay. Sorry. Not the Three Kings. Okay.
That's okay. I don't think
wait,
anybody. Does
wait,
anybody
may.
Else have anything else? Jeff, have anything?
No.
TJ, we asked you. You don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Camille?
I do.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you want to say something else?
No. Well, I can come around. I was just staying on the theme of
if
the
you can
trails.
Stay on the theme.
No.
Yes, stay on that theme because mine's not.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Saturday, June 3rd is actually National Trails Day.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I'm Phillips Cross Mountain Bike Coach, I've been contacted also by the Bountiful City Trails Committee, and we are going to support them in their trail building. They've got a lot going on in North Canyon and in Holbrook Canyon, and there's like 10 to 40 miles that they're working on just with the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and everything there. And not to compare, but we should probably put on the calendar for next year some sort of event. And in addition to that, anything this year, if there's a few spots on Wild Rose that probably need some
mm-hmm.
maintenance, I've got 90 workers that can come and help.
Oh, wow.
And so anything that staff can think of to, you know, if we want to arrange a day, it can be even a weeknight if that's more, I mean, because we're talking 2 to 3 hours is all you're gonna get out of them anyway. But to maintain the trails and just make them good. Even the connector from Bonneville, or from Bountiful Boulevard up to the trail, there's parts of that to where it's been washed out a little bit. Anyway, so.
That's good.
But I don't know where to funnel those things, and it may be.
Here.
Well, right.
Actually,
yeah.
Next month is the next trail thing, isn't it?
That when the
yeah, last
trail.
Month we talked about. We
okay.
had a really long meeting about that. You got to
okay.
enjoy
Are
that.
Are you doing it every other meeting? Doing the trails.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah,
we're
no,
talking about? There's a small group of additional people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we call it a subcommittee or not.
Yeah.
We could call it. I think
thought that's what we have been calling it, right?
Yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
But it's you know, the idea is they don't need to come to every meeting, but
right.
like when we highlight, hey, let's do a little bit of a deep dive on
right.
trails issues, then
okay.
we make sure that's clear on the agenda, and then
cool.
they know to come.
And
so,
come. Yeah. Okay.
And they'll send. Are you on the email list now?
Think.
Okay, we need
we'll
to make
see.
Sure because then Wendy will send it out, and if it's not on the agenda, we need to make sure that it is on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
But at this point, I'd just say let's make sure that's an event that we can
yeah for sure
support because it's easy.
Yeah.
And it's
the first
not
of June.
A specific day. It's just
it
Sunday.
Is actually
oh, okay.
June
it is
3rd?
June 3rd.
Or is it always the first Saturday of June?
That's what I was looking really
okay.
quickly, and it does look like it's that first Saturday in June.
I'm guessing.
But I can find out.
I can too,
but
I'm sure.
Yeah,
the
yeah, it's just,
okay.
I mean, I looked at it for the past 3 years, but anyway, but that might be something to just add,
mm-hmm.
so.
And Kyle as well, because Kyle does the trails.
Yeah, yeah.
Same day as Little Red, August the first Saturday in Logan.
Oh,
Lake
yeah.
Do you do that one?
I have.
That's awesome.
Was last
big.
those last miles made me cry. Okay, this isn't on the agenda, but we have had a meeting for the arts committee, the subcommittee, and I just wanted to put that on the agenda for someday when they could come and attend this meeting, and you could we could do introductions. And
is there an arts subcommittee?
There's been a ask for it, and I've volunteered to spearhead that. So what's the right way to go about this?
Well, go ahead, sorry.
No, sorry.
I was gonna say, maybe not next month because we have the Liberty Fest, but the next one they could, because we have all the arts things coming up in the fall. But do they want to do something different than that too, or they want in addition
to? No, I just think they want to dovetail in with what we're doing.
Then they can come to the next one, I would think.
Well, like maybe making a, Linda, I don't know if this is something that you're already thinking of doing, but like, is there a tab on our webpage that actually directs people to arts events? Is there an arts tab? I mean, just some minor tweaks that maybe we could do before August.
Oh yeah, but I don't know if we have anything coming up that's arts for before August.
So just helping to promote it? And
yeah, we can, anytime. I mean, they can come next time too, it's fine.
Just knowing that we're gonna be talking about
just it. Coming with some suggestions and ways to.
Yes, is this the right place, or could I put those out in the email as well if we're not gonna meet?
No, I think it,
I'm just really curious. It was great.
That's where I was gonna, and I was just gonna brainstorm about, so how do we handle this? And I think that the idea, tell me if this sounds right to you, is that when we do a conversation on the arts or on trails or anything where we feel like, you know, wouldn't it be nice for us to have mm-hmm. a few additional people from the community who know a lot or care a lot about this topic that we feel like we can bring them into the meeting. And I think that maybe that's our, I'm just thinking aloud about how do we handle this without creating lots of separate meetings that sort of create a bunch of overhead.
Yeah,
and
breaking up the committee to multiple committees, in
right.
essence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And making the meetings really long.
Right.
And when we're trying to find more people who want to get involved, that's part of it too, right?
Yeah, I think that's actually important. I think Elisa, when she was chair, probably started that, like when she assigned everybody to kind of be over an event, and then it's like, now you go get your own
mm-hmm.
subcommittee so that every person, I mean, I wasn't coming to meetings back then, but it seemed like that was, because we do want to get more people involved. It's just trying to figure out how to involve them without making it all formal meetings, you know.
Well, because I thought about that when you said you needed people to help at the Car Fest. I'm like, why couldn't we recruit some of our friends?
We
you
can.
Know?
That's,
I mean, there's no reason why we couldn't, right?
No, and that's kind of why I put it out, you
mm-hmm.
know. It's like helping spread.
I mean, there's
the
only
word.
A few of us.
Right.
You need more than us.
Yeah. I mean, even as Elisa added these four events, you know, for the next
mm-hmm.
few months, it's like all of it takes a little bit of manpower, not a ton,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of them, but.
Well, and that's something that maybe those people would be, some
mm-hmm.
they would be interested in attending. I mean.
Yeah, they had good feedback and
yeah.
feelings about that event.
The other thing that I would just mention, and also because Peter would not want to know this too, so the name of this committee is actually the Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board. So this committee, this board, cannot make any decisions that are outside of, you know, the budget and things, and they're an advisory board to the city council. So, you know, really, if there's anything, you know, major or changing, then it really needs to go back through Ted to the city council. So just as a way of
mm-hmm. So to also have an art subcommittee, is that okay to call us that, or is there other?
I thought that it wasn't, because like with the trail, we couldn't call it a subcommittee.
I was wondering.
Or had
that.
To go through the process of the meeting notes.
Well, there was more people that are actually on the
the committee now that wanted to be part of the trails, so that's mm-hmm. why it had to be a formal meeting where I guess it's you and your friends that
four
are not
people. Three people
part
I just
of the
met.
Committee, then yeah, then that's
here's
you can bring back their ideas for sure.
Yeah,
you don't have to have a separate meeting.
It was
that.
Because if you have a quorum, if you have more than three members of this mm-hmm. official board meeting, then you'd have to make it a public meeting and we have to post an agenda and minutes and everything. Mm-hmm. But back to what Tammy was suggesting, because I was thinking about this too. The old city council agendas, well, right now they just say 6 o'clock work session, 7 o'clock regular session. And I wondered if we wanted to even make that a little more formal with this meeting. So you talked about kind of having a time allotment. I wonder if you really, we kind of, it's all still the Parks Trails Arts meeting, but if the trails people knew that they could come at 6:45 or 7 o'clock, whatever we wanted to make it, same thing, you could do, okay, we're doing arts discussion every other meeting at, you know, 7:45 or something too, because then those who could, from this committee that aren't involved in the trails part, could leave. So you really could do all those kind of sub stuff at the end, and you could dismiss those that aren't
yeah.
involved and to be there. But
I think so.
Anyway, just a suggestion.
Okay. Well, I would
maybe
love
just
to.
Put it in better words than I was, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Though.
Okay.
It just makes sense to me.
Yeah. I thought you were kind of saying, so that if we put them on the agenda, but then if it goes longer than that, then move it to the end. Is what I was thinking. So, but.
So I like that idea a lot, and I think we kind of tried that with the first couple of extended trails group, and so I think. Let's try it again, and we just need to have the agenda be ultra clear.
That's what I
ultra clear.
When
part
we
said A, part
this
B.
went out as a draft, I thought I should just make some suggestions, and then I just have
yeah.
been way too busy. But I'll
well, and I'll read it better too, because now we have a little bit more clear. So if you want your people to be here, then you need to let me know, so or let Wendy know to put it on the agenda, and same with your arts. People, so that we put it on the agenda, so
okay.
that it's on there, and we don't have.
And it goes with your idea of like a time certainty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope that doesn't sound unreasonable or, I guess, for lack of a better word, rude. But it just helps with time management.
Well, speaking of time management, do we still want to revisit meeting on June 13th before our Liberty Fest heavy meeting on June 26th, 7th?
I don't think so. I think we'll be okay because we can go through emails, and if we have anything else, we can do phone calls and stuff, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Less meetings.
Yeah, less
okay.
is fine with me. All right, then, Carmen, do you have anything?
I don't.
Dallas?
My only question was back at the food trucks, were we going to do the canopy or whatever for the city? Are we going to do that? Or?
I know that made it up to Ken, and he thought it was a good idea. I don't know if Elisa had brought it up to him, because we did talk about it, and we talked about having like the department heads and city council members taking turns being out there with, you know, committee members every week, but I don't know that any action was taken on that. Is that something, I can't even remember, was that something that was suggested from the Health and Wellness Committee, or was that from this committee?
Well, I think we had the idea initially, and then we,
I might
when
be
she
lost.
Came, we're like, oh, you can just come in and we can do this booth together, I think, is what.
Oh, that's right, that was.
Ben Lingman.
Yeah, when they were talking about that. I don't remember if we had volunteered, though. I bet on my notes.
We could always try it one night and see how it goes. I mean, if we go out there and then we've got a few people there and no one walks up to the table or asks questions, then we know it's not worth our time. But if we go and we get good feedback, maybe we say, okay, how about every other week we try to have somebody there. But then logistically, we have to figure out how to set up a table and little marquee tent and banner. don't know what facilities we have at Legacy Park where we could store something like that, or.
I think that's where we were talking, because we have the city canopy with the logo on it, but we keep it here. So then.
We have it here. Could keep it in the closet down there.
Chief Black has actually done this in the past. We did a little chat with the chief a couple years ago, like two or three times during the Monday nights, and because he'd take one of his officers out and the two of them would just kind of be there as, you know, a presence, and people could come up and ask questions or talk to the chief. And so I think the idea is good. I think it's just implementing it. If that's why I was just wondering where, who was directing it and where it needed to go.
Maybe I'll reach out to Lisa too and see what her plans were for that.
If we have, do we have tables at Legacy Park, like in a storage unit at Legacy Park? Because if we had even just a table, and we could order another banner, that wouldn't be too expensive. And then just having a banner on a table, I mean, and I guess we have the picnic table there as well. I don't know. I just, if it's been floated and people weren't enthusiastic about it, then maybe it's not worth pursuing. But
I think we have to ask her too, because I wasn't sure what she wanted us to do there for, you know, like what we would be talking about or anything.
Yeah, I don't think we want to add anything to our plates.
Yeah, I don't either.
If there's not an appetite that the public is just clamoring, like, hey, you know, come out here. That's just my opinion, and I know I should keep my opinions to myself. But
no, your opinions are good, and I think that, honestly, if people just attend those things, it's fun, and they see that we're there.
I do see the value in it. But as Ken and I talked about it, it would need to be someone more official along with committee members. You know, he said, like, the health and wellness committee, this committee. But people, if we're offering information, you know, and people have questions that are specific or that are real city related, it would need to be, you know,
from
staff,
the council,
staff, mm-hmm. elected officials, you know, that could.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to answer those. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if it comes to it, I'm willing to do it. So.
Okay.
Are any of you wanting to run for city council? We got some seats open. Filing period is June 1st through the 7th.
It's on the calendar here.
What else?
I am running for re-election.
We're glad.
Good.
Are you nervous?
All right, for punishment. Yeah, sure.
What's your campaign platform? Foreign policy.
Put you right on the spot, Ted.
Well, if I'm going to vote for you.
Beautiful, safe, welcoming, fun.
All right, I'm
sold. How's that?
Bike rides.
Yeah.
Bike friendly.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Time. Would it be appropriate, could I ask someone at the city to meet with the four of us that are calling ourselves whatever we're calling ourselves before July meeting, end of June meeting, so that we could look at the city plan, and who would that person be at the city who could show us the master plan that was a suggestion that was made at our meeting? Is that
master plan for the park?
For the city?
Or for the city.
It's online.
Wait, the general plan?
Uh-huh.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are links available right now.
But I'm sure Allie would probably be able to answer questions. Right now, Mackenzie's out on maternity leave and Sherry's pretty swamped, but I'm thinking Allie might be a good one to answer questions.
And would that be all right if we hooked that up? Okay, thank you.
Ted, do you have anything else? David? John?
No.
Linda? She wants to go home. Peter?
No.
She wants to go to InstaCare is what she wanted to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Ted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Linda, can we get you home? What can we do for you?
My ibuprofen kicked in and I'm not coming home.
Well, that's not a gas, so she's okay.